You know, before we left Jacques' home, I had a little fanboy moment, and I asked him to sign my copy of his book, La Technique. And it was hilarious because he goes, oh, people used to bring me this to sign and say, I love this book. And then they started to say, my mother loved this book. And then they started to say, my grandmother loved this book. And there he is, still signing it. But I am not the only non-grandparent fan of it. Bridget Lancaster from America's Test Kitchen talked with Sally Swift about her love of it, too.
Hey, Bridget. Great to have you with us.
Hi, Sally.
You know, we have spent this entire hour talking to Jacques Pepin, which was just a delight for us. And, you know, he has been a model for so many culinary careers. I am kind of wondering, was he one for you?
He was definitely a model for me. He was, you know, back in the 80s, I was watching a lot of public broadcasting cooking shows because they were the only cooking shows on the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you had Julia Child, who I worshipped. We had Martin Yan and Justin Wilson. But I remember Jacques Pepin came on. There was a show called Everyday Cooking. And there was this French guy all of a sudden on my television who was telling me not to necessarily follow a recipe, but learn how to cook. And those are two very different things.
Yes, they are.
Following a recipe, you really are just, you're following orders. And you do have to, you know, following a recipe takes some skill, definitely. Don't get me wrong. But once you learn about the ingredients and the food and you know why things are happening, that's when you become not just a recipe follower. You become a cook. And that stuck with me, especially because I did not have any formal culinary school background. All of a sudden, I felt like I had this little peek into what they were teaching chefs. You know the food, read the food, adjust the recipes based on whether a pear is ripe or not, mm-hmm. things like that. That's the magic that he really provided.
Mm-hmm. And his book, La Technique, which I think was a game changer for many, many people. Can you explain why that book is so different?
La Technique was unlike any other book, cookbook, that was really put out there for the masses. It was, it wasn't a cookbook.
Right.
So La Technique, which came out in the 70s, it was so important to a lot of cooks, a lot of chefs as well. But I was just a cook at that point. I was sort of going into my culinary career, I should say. I didn't have a degree, and I didn't have the means to get one. I was a big collector of cookbooks, magazines, anything. And I found a copy of La Technique at a yard sale. And I really didn't know what I was looking at. I opened it up, and it wasn't just full of these recipes that told me how to cook a recipe, specific recipe, and, you know, serve and go on with your life. This was really a game changer because it was the first time I had seen a book with pictures, step-by-step pictures, that was going to show me, instead of just saying, carve a chicken.
Right.
Well, there it was, step-by-step. I could see what was going on. And this predated, for me, this predated my introduction to Cooks Illustrated. This was my culinary school,
mm-hmm.
really. It was... I glommed onto this book. I started practicing his techniques. I will never be as good as him when it comes to those knife skills, though. Have you ever Googled Jacques Pepin knife skills?
No.
All right. Well, just plan to lose a weekend if you're going to do that.
So,
especially the lemon pig.
Okay. We will all. Everyone's going to be Googling this weekend. So,
yes.
So are there specific things you learned from specific recipes of his?
Definitely. The thing about Jacques Pepin for me as well is French cuisine up to that point for me was something that you would go to a fine, fancy restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Save all your pennies and, feel uncomfortable and you get tiny amounts of food. Jacques Pepin taught me that his favorite types of French cuisine were, a lot of them were based on what his mother taught him.
Mm-hmm.
So they were French comfort foods. And I think probably that's why one of my favorite recipes from him was a creme caramel. Now, it was a family-sized. Of course, I say family-sized. I can still eat the whole thing myself. but it was basically what I loved about this recipe were his little notes that he wrote in the recipe, helping the cook along the way, little hints, little cues, visual cues, or if this happens, do this. So even though it was a recipe, he was still trying to teach me at the time, because I was reading it, to learn the food, not the recipe. things, you know, you think about a creme caramel. What do you have to do there? You have to learn how to make caramel. So that's scary for a lot of people. You have to learn how to make a custard. I remember this, the family style custard. I still make it. There was a note in there telling me the difference between, telling me, see, I'm a little obsessed.
Yeah,
here.
I love it. Well, that's what he, that's what he did. That's what he does.
That described the temperature that you were looking for. If you were cooking the custard to, he said, to bring it towards 180 for a creme caramel. If it went over 180, you now have a creme brulee. So it was just in that instance in my mind, I'd had creme caramel, I've had creme brulee. I know that the creme brulee is denser. So it was a temperature thing, and that was a learning point for me. I could watch him make a souffle.
Right.
Of any kind. Chocolate. I love this cheese souffle. It has spinach, ham, and Gruyere. Again, it was all about these simple techniques. You have spinach. Spinach is full of water. So a lot of people would just throw spinach into a souffle or even scrambled eggs or anything like that. And he's telling me, me again, to cook the spinach and then drain it so I can get rid of the excess water before I add it to the actual dish. So he provides the reader, the cook, with all these steps of success that are built into the recipe. And I think that's why he is just such a prized chef even today.
Yep.
For not only restaurant chefs, but for home cooks.
Yep. What a wonderful teacher he has been. There's no doubt about it.
An amazing teacher.
Lovely to talk to you, Bridget.
You too. Thanks.
Bridget Lancaster is co-host of America's Test Kitchen and Cook's Country. And as an homage to Jacques Pepin, Bridget left us with one of the recipes inspired by him. Find a classic cheese souffle at splendidtable.org.